liberated Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, as well as his father, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man ibta'a nakhlan ba'da an tu'abbar. If any one of you buys a palm tree after it has been
number is it?
Hadith number 718.
Fecundated
means the palm tree, as we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created everything in pairs, male and female. So this in the insects, in the human being, in the fish, in the birds, otherwise it's not going to be multiply is no way to multiply. So the same thing applies to the flowers, to the trees. And the palm trees, in actuality also, they have male and female in it. So they will take a certain parts of the male tree. Okay, they cut certain pieces and they put it in the female palm tree. And they will tie it in it. And in others, they take something like from the tree and sprinkle over the female tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also had made some of the flowers and the trees to be fecundated through the winds. Mm-hmm. Okay? And some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it by the insects and the bees and things like this, okay? And this is also the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us his abilities, and this is one of the things that Allah had stated in the Quran to show you that this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows about the winds to be a means of
pollinated,
you understand? So there's no way a man living in a desert, he doesn't, okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stated this in the Quran. So if somebody bought palm trees after already had been fecundated, so the fruits is belong to the seller. The fruit belong to the seller, the owner of these trees. Okay? Now we are not talking about selling dates. You're selling the trees itself. Mm-hmm. Okay? But it's already been ta'bir made for it. Okay? So whatever fruits coming as a result of this year is belong to the seller. Mm-hmm. Except if the buyer made a condition and the seller agree, now he be the receiver of the fruit. And this hadith, you understand, came here because we were talking first, the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, so the hadith is authentic. And this shows you that because the chapter was talking about permissibility of buying araya, okay, and the roots and the trees, okay, so here a person will be selling the trees itself, not only what we were talking before. We were talking about buying the fruits or buying the dates. But this hadith is showing you, okay, buying the roots itself or the trees itself, okay? So the fruit of it will be for this year belong to who? To the seller. But if he sell it before, if he condated, that will be belong to the buyer, okay? except if an agreement been happened between both of them. And from this we go to chapter number 5. Chapter number 5, Abwab As-Salam. أبواب السلم والقرض والرهن. Chapter payment in advance and loan and الرهن. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة وهم يسلفون في الثمار السنة والسنتين، فقال من أسلف في ثمر فليسلف في كيل معلوم ووزن معلوم إلى أجل معلوم. متفق عليه. وللبخاري من أسلف في شيء. Okay. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, this hadith number 719, page number 298. Narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Al-Madinah, that means after he migrated from Mecca to Al-Madinah, they were paying 1 and 2 years in advance for fruits. Okay, whosoever was there, okay, in Medina, regardless between the Muslims one another, the immigrant and the Ansar, or between the Ansar and the Ansar, or between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, but with some kind of transaction going, okay. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw them, or he got to know that they give money in advance, okay, or whatever they give as a price of the product for 1 year or 2 years in advance, like he giving me two kilos. Or two measurements of flour, and in a year I will give you two measurements of grapes, as example, okay, or that you're going to give me 1 ounce of gold, something like this, okay. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't forbid them, but he corrected the transaction. So he continued this, he let this to continue, that they can make payment in advance for products they receive letters, but he instructed them or corrected to be what? He said, من أسلف في ثمر فليسلف في كيل معلوم ووزن معلوم إلى أجل معلوم. So the Prophet said, whosoever pay in advance for fruits must do so for a specific measurement and wait for a specific time. So whatever you paying, whatever money that you paying, it have to be for a specific amount and specific weight, or and also the time involved, not to be something of confusion. Okay, I pay you 2 ounces of gold and you said you're going to give me flour, but how much flour? Yeah, I give you 2 ounces of gold and we agree in two sa' as example of flour, but when? You see? So still you can pay in advance for a product that you will receive it later, but it have to be specified and to be known if it's by weight or by measure and how much and when. And this in the collection of al-Bukhari and Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, so is authentic. And narration of al-Bukhari, man aslafa fi shay, okay, those who pay in advance for anything. Alright, so this is not related to food. Now this is general. This will be what? General. So this can apply to a car, apply to a house, apply to whatever it is. It have to be, the period of time it have to be known, what you given, classification, specification, measure, everything, not to be confusion in the time or the number of anything. Hadith number 720. Yes.
Can you say like the item will be here in like 6 to 4 weeks? Or like if you were selling something to someone and they had to come in the mail, would you be able to tell them it'll be here from 4 to 6 weeks? Or
if you accept this condition, because since you understand you don't know is involved, as example the postage or the post office or the UPS, the delivery. So you're giving now a time which maximum, alright? So you say in 2 to 5 weeks. So the maximum will be in 5 weeks. This acceptable, okay? So its time is known. The time is known. وعن عبد الرحمن ابن أبزي ابن أبزي أبزة وعبد الله ابن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كنا نصيب المغانم مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان يأتينا أنباط من أنباط الشام فنسلفهم في الحنطة والشعير والزبيب وفي رواية والزيت إلى أجل مسمى. قيل أكان لهم زرع؟ قال لا، ما كنا نسألهم ذلك. This hadith in collection of Imam al-Bukhari رحمة الله عليه. The hadith is authentic. And Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that we used to go with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the battlefield, and we used to get our portion of the booties, okay? And used to be people come from Damascus, those people, the Ambat, okay? And we would pay them in advance to them for wheat, barley, and raisin. In another version, oil, like olive oil and whatever other oil that comes. So, the big question, well, these people, they have a standing crop. They replied, we were not asking them about that. Okay. So what this mean? So now a person win from the battle a horse or a sword. So now those people, they come from Damascus, and the people used to pay them, like I'm giving you this sword, okay, and that you're going to give me wheat, or you're going to give me olive oil, 2 kilo or 2 measurement of oils. So now the question here, well, those people, they have a what you call standard income or a standard cultivation or something like this. We don't use to ask them, because now this doesn't matter if they have irregular or no, because this is something that the person is in charge. You are not asking him that it has to be from your field. Okay, if you go buy it from somebody else, if you got it from another land, so it's not something applying to what they own themselves. But you agree with them, I'm giving you this sword in condition, okay, or I'm buying, selling you this sword that you're getting me next year to what you call baskets. Okay, what you, I forgot what, no, like what the rice comes in a bag.
Bag.
Yeah, two bags of rice, okay. So doesn't matter now is this rice is his or whosoever who grows the rice, this is not related to what he have, what he don't have, but he accepts the condition of buying the sword, taking the sword in advance, to pay with it what a weight of two measurement or three measurement, whatever it is. Hadith number 700. So all this shows us that a payment can be given in advance, and but it have to be the condition that to be known when and what. Where this is not involved here, okay? Where does not have to, is it going to be in Colombia? Is it going to be understand all these things? But that you have to know, you're going to come and bring it, and is going to be, is it going to be olives? Is it going to be wheat? Is it going to be corn? What it is that you're giving me of me paying you this? Hadith number 721 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من أخذ أموال الناس يريد أداءها أدى الله عنه ومن أخذها يريد إتلافها أتلفه الله تعالى رواه البخاري. Hadith reported by أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him. Hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever takes the money or the property of the people and with intention to return it back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay back for him. That means if a person takes the property of the people with intention, that means he borrow it. Because this was the chapter is talking about, a loan. The chapter number 5 talking about payment in advance and a loan also. So whosoever borrow the property of the people, if it's transportations, if it's cash, if it's whatever it is that he borrow it, okay, with intention to return it back to them. I borrow $10 in my intention to return the money. I borrow a car okay, to return the car. So whatever that I'm taking from the person with the intention, and you notice here is say, he say unless, he didn't say even Muslims, okay? So general, because the property of the Muslims or non-Muslim is still a property, you are not supposed to take it without any lawful cause, okay? So he says that whosoever takes the property of others or borrow it and he has the intention to return it back to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay back in his behalf. That means Allah will enable him and assist him to fulfill this intention. And whosoever takes the property of the people or the money or whatever it is with intention not to return it, to destroy it, to spoil it, whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause him destruction as a result of his intention. So this shows us that your intention is very important, and your intention will be a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping you to do the good deed. So if your intention is good, Allah will enable you to do the good. If your intention is bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you according your intention, and you will be punished as a result of this intention. And this is not the, also to discourage us as Muslims that we are not supposed to do this. That whenever we take the property of a Muslim, or even the people in general, that we have to have the proper intention to return it back. And you have a term among some Muslims which is very bad, is say, what about you lend me $10? Lend me $10 does not mean, he doesn't mean the term lend me. Okay? You have $10 I can borrow. He doesn't mean borrow, is that mean borrow that too? Okay? But this is an expression, and instead of saying give me, or that he's begging you. And this $10, when you give it to him, he actually, you understand, you have to say bye-bye to it. That means you are not going to see it again. And I can tell you personally, you understand, I dealt with a lot of Muslims with the same terminology. Lend me, or can I borrow, you see, can I borrow this? And like somebody say, Can I borrow? What do you mean by borrow? You understand? I mean, do you have $10? Also, you mean you want $10? You don't mean to borrow $10. You say, yeah, but you see, okay. So this is wrong, and people have to be specific about what they mean. To say what they mean, and to say what they mean what they say. Okay. And not to say a term which can be deceivable to the person. Tell him, lend me, which means in your mind something else. Okay? So if a person takes something from the from the people with intention not return it back, he's not going to be able, because his intention and Allah is not going to help him to return it back, and as a result of this will be a destruction for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, atlafahu Allah ta'ala, that Allah, the Most High, will destroy him. What's this word? Will squander him?
Yeah, squander.
Squander him. I don't know what about this. The way that means Allah will spoil him. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت يا رسول الله This hadith number 722. I was not able to classify this hadith, to see the authenticity of this hadith. I got tired of searching for it. I'm going to leave it. But if the hadith is correct, I say, if it's correct and if it's authentic, or if it's hasan, it shows the permissibility buying things and paying later. Okay. But as I said, I don't know how authentic the hadith, so I'm going to leave it. Maybe by next class, if I found, I'll tell you more in details about it. And also, as I said, if this hadith is authentic, it shows you the permissibility of dealing with the kuffar. Okay, that means you can have transaction with them, you can buy and sell for the kuffar. Doesn't matter, as long as the product is halal, you are not what you call allow only to buy and sell from Muslims. This is not in Islam. Okay, life have to go, and there is no anything to make to say that you have to buy only from Muslims or that you have to sell only to Muslims. And if the hadith authentic, as I said, it shows the permissibility of buying something to pay later, because the thobe and the garments is not from the six items that we said that it deals with usury. And shows also hadith the patience and the kindness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's go to hadith number 723, page number 300, page number 300. حديث نمبر 723 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الظهر يركب بنفقته إذا كان مرهونا ولبن الدر الضر يشرب بنفقته إذا كان مرهونا وعلى الذي يركب ويشرب النفقة رواه البخاري. حديث reported by أبو هريرة may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said an animal may be ridden for spending on it when it is in rahan. Was this a word, pledge?
Pledge, yes.
I really don't want to use this word because I don't know how this in English, but what is supposed to be to give some property or some of your belongings to as a credit or as a security for whatever that you borrow. As example, I may give you my watch and you will keep the watch with you as a result of borrow $10 from you. So now the watch with you, in case I didn't bring the $10 back, you can sell it and get your money out of this by selling the watch. Okay, so what the watch now, we call it rah. Okay,
collateral.
Exactly,
collateral.
Okay, clad. But the word that he using here, which pledge, I don't feel it, understand too, I'm not too secure with it. And the milk of a camel may be drunk for spending on it when in rahan. And the responsibility of caring for it is upon the one who rides it and drinks its milk. Okay, so now I borrow money from you, so I give you my cow to keep it. The cow is going to be have to continue in life, it have to eat. Okay, result of spending to feed this cow, now Islam permits you hide it. Okay, and also the camel, you can milk it and drink this milk, but we are not drinking the milk or riding the animal as a result of borrowing, because the basic idea of Islam, any loan that bring more, okay, this called usury and interest. When you give a loan, you get the loan back the same. So if you're giving me a cow, I owe you a cow. You see? But now I'm drinking milk out of the cow. But if I'm not paying this money to feed the cow, I could not be drinking this milk. Otherwise, I'm getting a benefit of giving you a loan. Is this what you call usury or interest? And this will be haram. But in this case, you're riding the camel or the cow, you're drinking the milk or the buffalo or the cow, whatever it is, only because what you're spending it on this animal. And also, you are responsible to care. Okay? You are responsible to care for the animal while still in your possession until I return the money back to you. Yes. The hadith is authentic. Yes.
Is rahn, is that halal to do that?
Yes, is rahn. Is something? Yes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in the Quran that, okay, farihanu makbuda. That you give is something tangible, or that something that you can hold in case the person did not, and you have the right to ask the person. If the person does not have anything, okay, is up to you. You are not obligated. Islam encourages you to do so, but Islam doesn't demand that you have to give alone. But if you give a loan, you are not supposed to be taking any more than what you gave. So if you're giving a person $100, you can ask them to keep something in with you. They can give you the bracelet, the earring, the watch, whatever it is. That when they bring this $100 back, you give them their bracelet back. If they did not bring it back, now you have the right, after the time elapse, that you can sell it and get your money back. And to some people, they playing tricks, and I want to make you aware about it, because somebody played with me, and not because I'm fool, but I did it because I know that the person is in need, and I know that he can play the games, and I'm letting you know about it so nobody plays these tricks in you. But since the money is not mine, and I said this is a sadaqat, if you bring it, alhamdulillah, if not, this between him and Allah, and is not anybody specifically property. The person gave me the title to his car. But you know, this, what you call collateral. But I know that you can go to the highway department and you get another one. The same thing when you lose your title, you can go all what you need to pay $5 and get another title.
Yeah.
Okay? Later on, the person never show up, and they got to know that he's driving another car, and he sold this other car that he have, and they still until today having this title. So it's something like a game. So you shouldn't be deceived, and you have to be careful. If you are a person that barely can make it, but you want to help your Muslim brother, and same time you don't want people to be playing games with you, take something that you know that you can utilize it. Okay? And there's nothing wrong that you ask him that you need for him to get you something. You say, I don't have anything. You say, go and ask your wife to give her bracelet, her earring, whatever that she has, that she can keep it with you. Okay? The next hadith, which hadith number 724, the hadith is weak, so we're going to leave it alone. Next hadith, hadith number 725. وعن أبي رافع رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استسلف من رجل بكرا فقدمت عليه إبل من إبل الصدقة ف فأمر أبا رافع أن يقضي الرجل بقرة، فقال لا أجد إلا خيارا رباعيا، قال فأعطه إياه فإن خيار الناس أحسنهم قضاء. Here shows hadith which he reported by Abu Rafi, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had borrowed a young camel from a man. And when some sadaqah camels came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Abu Rafi, which he is as his representative or the person who's in charge of the sadaqah, he ordered him to pay the man back, to give him a young camel like what he had borrowed from him before. But Abu Rafi could not find among the sadaqah camels except a camel which is older, 7 years old. Okay, so he came back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was not supposed, he'd been instructed to do something and he did not find it. So he went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, give it to him, for the best person is he who discharged his debt in the best manner. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, the hadith is authentic. Something very important here, okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he borrowed what? A young camel. But this what the Prophet planning to return, and this what is the man accepting or expecting to get back. Now when the time came and the sadaqah is available to pay the man, and this was the Prophet about to do, the thing is not available to give him even of what he took from him. So now in this case, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him something better than what he took from him. So the rule that you could not lend and get something more or better, alright? You lend me $10, I give you $10, not $10 and 5 cents. Regardless, this is from a bank or from individual, okay? But as long as the giver and the receiver has no intention for more, and that was not available in the time of paying the same, it is permissible that you give, and this is will be acceptable in al-Islam. But you could not make a condition in the beginning when you borrow that you have to give me more. Otherwise, now what? We're going dealing with riba and usury. Hadith number 726, page number 301. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أرض جر منفعة فهو ربا. رواه الحارث ابن أبي أسامة. Bear with me here for a minute. I doubt in the hadith, so I have to go back and make sure that I didn't. This hadith 812. The hadith is weak, although that the meaning of it where is my pencil? The hadith is weak, and from other hadith we say that the meaning of this hadith is correct, alright, but still the narration or the chain of the hadith is weak, and this shows that any benefit comes as a result of a loan is interest and usury. And some of the righteous people from the Salaf, when they used to give a loan to somebody, he would refuse even to sit beside his house. You know why? Because beside his house will be a shade area as a result of having a wall, and there is a shade. So he will feel that by sitting there he's getting some kind of benefit of this man that he had lent him money. Even the shade, they used to be so scared of interest and usury to such a degree, if he lent a man a money and is so sunny and is no place we should except the house of this man, he's not going to go and sit there beside the house, outside outside the house under the shade of his wall. And this because he's so scared out of the sin of dealing with usury. Inshallah, we, what time is it? Let's see how far, can you tell me how much you left in this?
Four or five minutes.
Okay, inshallah we stop here with Bab al-Tafleez wal-Hajr. Bankruptcy and inshallah next week we start with hadith number 727 in page number 301, which is going to be our ninth class concerning business and transaction from the book Bulugh al-Maram. Again, our class every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and inshallah we have about two to three classes more concerning different things related to business and transaction. And inshallah we have yes ma'am.
Can they fix a set time that loan has to be paid, and suppose the person is unable to repay that loan within that fixed time, and he has placed a mortgage, like you have taken a security, like, you know, like the, I don't know some word.
Mm-hmm.
What is done in an instance like that?
Okay, as example, I borrow $100 from you, and I give you my watch, okay? And that in a month time I supposed to give you your $100 back and you give me my watch back. Is this what you're asking?
Yeah.
So now it's 5 weeks and I didn't bring the $100. This up to you to be patient or to auction this watch.
You can actually auction the watch?
Yeah, it is your right. It is your right, okay? We agree about a time, although that Islam encourages us that we be kind to each other, be patient towards one another, and try to give a break to each other concerning these things. So there is, no, you could not do, oh, you mean for the watch? No, you only take the principal. You will take $100 and the rest of the money will go to the owner of this watch. Okay? Other than this, still Islam encourages us that we be give to each other a break. So if the person that who the possessor of the watch is not in desperate needs for the money, he should give the person another extension if he can. And inshallah we come in a chapter concerning what bankruptcy and things like this, what to do with this inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.